The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all these things and sneered at him. And he said to them, "You justify yourselves in the sight of others, but God knows your hearts. For what is of human esteem is an abomination in the sight of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, welcome back with a little thought for you here for the day. Namely, do you realize that when you share material things, you lose whatever you share? But if you share spiritual things, you don't lose anything. You gain whatever you give away. So, for example, if I don't have a lunch and you do have a lunch, let's pretend like it's a sandwich and chips, and you say to yourself, "Oh, you can have some of my lunch. Here's half my sandwich and here's half my chips." Every bite you give to me is a bite that you yourself don't get to eat. When you share material things, you lose whatever you give away. But doesn't happen with spiritual things. If I share knowledge with you, for example, I'm not dumber for having said it. Everybody gains, right? When you share material things, everything's multiplied. Now, St. Paul has a message like this in his first reading in his letter to the Philippians, but what he does is he extends the idea even further. It's really rich, it's really deep, and it's really challenging. He says that it's true for everything given away in love. Whenever you give away anything in love, both giver and receiver end up with more than what they started with. That's what he said to the Philippians. You know, St. Paul's letter to the Philippians was one of the last letters he ever wrote. He was in prison when he wrote that letter, in Rome, and he was awaiting his execution. Well, the Philippians heard that St. Paul was in Rome, and they felt sorry for him, and they gathered up a gift, and they basically sent him a care package. And St. Paul was so grateful to them. You know, Paul went all around the world, preached the gospel, started churches all around the Mediterranean, probably never loved anybody more than he loved the church in Philippi, which is in northern Greece. And so he sends them this letter to the Philippians, which is basically a thank you note with some really valuable spiritual lessons. And today you hear one of those. He says, "Look, I've learned a secret. I want to share a secret with you. I've learned how to live in wealth. I've learned how to live in abundance. I've learned how to live in deprivation. I've learned how to live in poverty. I've learned how to be well fed. I've also learned how to go hungry and never lose my peace. That's the secret that I've learned, and I want to share the secret with you." You want to know what Paul's secret was? His secret was learning that God is his supply chain. And that supply chain never breaks down. If he has an abundance, he says, "Thanks be to God." And if he doesn't have an abundance, he says, "God must have his purposes." Now, just as a side note, you must go through times of deprivation. And God has his purposes. You must go through times of hardship. Why? Because nobody gets to heaven riding on a feather bed. That's why. If everything was always wealth and always abundance and your cup was always overflowing, you'd never get over yourself. You'd never look past this world and you'd never look up to God, and you'd never be made worthy of heaven. You've got to have times of deprivation, right? So Paul says, I know how to live in times of deprivation. God has his purposes, and I will never be without what I need. See, that's the key. I will never be without what I need. God not only has his providence, God has perfect providence. Now consider the alternative. Consider that all you do is you look at material things. That's all you ever do. Guess what? You never have peace, do you? You're always worried. Why are you always worried? Because you're always worried that you're never going to have enough, or that you're going to run out of what you have. Always worried, never at peace. You know, Paul doesn't use this image, but, you know, just imagine you're sitting at the Father's table. We all are. You're sitting at the Father's table, and there's an abundance on the table. You're never going to run out. That's what you're like. People don't realize that. They live their lives scurrying about in the gutters like rats, hoping for scraps that might fall off the table when God would have you realize there's an abundance if only you'd put your hope and your trust in him. And that's why Jesus says you cannot serve both God and mammon. Interesting word, mammon. It's a Hebrew word. And it's left untranslated. They don't translate it. You want to know why? Because mammon means more than money. Mammon means money and all the things that go with money, like, for example, comfort and security and prestige. In other words, your well-being and your peace and your sense of value. All that's included in mammon. You know who's really supposed to be the source of your peace and your security and your sense of value? God is. That's why money is funny. It competes for the exact same place in your heart that God wants to have. But only one person can have that place in your heart. And that's why Jesus says, choose. It's hard for people to choose, isn't it? Very hard. It's very hard for people to learn how to give. When this subject comes up, what most people say, even good-hearted, well-intentioned people who go to church on Saturday morning, they say something like, well, you know, God wants us to have a balance between keeping and giving. That's a rationalization. Jesus never said anything about having a balance. With Jesus, with St. Paul, it's always give, give, give. And you want to know the secret? Start. Just start. Start wherever you are and learn for yourself that the more you give, the more detached you become. You know what the secret is to not worrying about whether you're going to have enough for tomorrow? Learn to be a giver today. The one who gives the most worries the least. That's the secret to detachment. And I think if you think about different areas or aspects of your life throughout your past, you'll realize it's true. But God wants us to realize this in all things. Don't look at material things, or rather, don't trust in them. I mean, they're useful now, but you know, they're here today and they're gone tomorrow, aren't they? Yes, they are. But God never abandons you, and he never fails. Nobody understood this better than the Blessed Mother. She was completely empty of herself, and that's why she was full of grace, full of God. Like St. Paul, she put on the mind of Christ. That's what you and I need to do. Let's ask for her prayers to help us to do that. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.